This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Moderates in the Senate will play a pivotal role in the success or failure of the nomination to the Supreme Court of Judge Samuel Alito. Interest groups on the left and right are already trying to line up their support. Senator Ben Nelson is one of those moderates. He is a Democrat from Nebraska, a state where registered Republicans far outnumber Democrats, and he stepped off the Senate floor to speak with us. Senator Nelson, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Let's begin with the Gang of 14. And to remind listeners, that's the group that avoided a showdown in the Senate earlier this year over judicial nominations. It met to discuss the nomination of Judge Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. You were in that meeting. You're one of the so-called Gang of 14. What was discussed?
Well, we discussed the fact that we need to stay together. The seven Democrats have not been talking about extraordinary circumstances or filibusters, and we want to make sure the Republicans don't start talking about a rules change or the nuclear option. And the more we communicate, the more we stay together on this, the less likely there is that there will be a breakdown. And at the end of the day, we can get an up or down vote on Judge Alito.
Well, there has been some talk, though, of a breakdown in this group. What was the feeling when you've met?
Well, it was like the statement, the prediction of my death is premature. The gang is together. The gang is not breaking down. And we know we have to work together, and we plan to continue to do so. As a matter of fact, there was a consensus that if somebody feels a need to start thinking about extraordinary circumstances, we'd come back together.
When you say extraordinary circumstances, is there something specific that you could see that would trigger filibuster?
Well, extraordinary circumstances for me could be, for example, that I thought that he was going to take a political agenda to the bench with him and become a judicial activist as opposed to a judge.
Was it something he would say to you, something you would see in the record?
Something I would see in the record, something that would give me pause about whether or not he truly wants to be one who applies the law rather than makes the law. If I had discomfort there, that could at the very least be a reason to vote against him. If it was extreme that I felt that it took to another level, then that could constitute extraordinary circumstances. But the first point is, do you plan to vote for him or vote against him? And then you take it from there as to whether or not it's so extreme, whether there's something so extraordinary about your opposition that you would then want a filibuster.
One concern has been among Democrats, the agreement among the Gang of 14 included a call that the president seek the advice and consent of senators in this nomination. Democrats are saying that they weren't consulted on Alito nomination. Is that a weakness? Is that where the spirit of the agreement has already been violated?
Well, I think there's a great disappointment among the Democrats that the president didn't reach out this time, but from his standpoint, according to the Republicans in the meeting, he felt that he had, because he already had in the case of Harriet Myers and had gotten input. And the way in which the president does handle this is he doesn't come back and ask you what you think about this nominee or that nominee. So I suspect the president feels he's done that. But I do believe that it would have been helpful if he had reached out to at least the ranking member, Senator Leahy of the Judiciary Committee, and of course the Democratic leader, Harry Reid.
Judge Alito, like John Roberts, is already being described as a very, very capable judge. Does that make it hard for Democrats to oppose him?
Well, it may make it harder for anybody to think there is extraordinary circumstances that would give rise to a filibuster. But there may be some who think that the president should have appointed a woman. And so it may be less about Judge Alito, but more about the replacement of Justice O'Connor. So I can't describe all the reasons that people might not want to vote for him or might want to vote against him, but it probably is less likely that people are going to go to the level of saying that he constitutes extraordinary circumstances.
And Judge Alito, of course, has a long, long public record.
That's the good news and the bad news. I think it gives us a clearer view of what Judge Alito is all about, but it also gives a lot of opportunity for people to dig into it and question it.
Well, looking into that process, what do you expect to learn about Judge Alito?
Well, I want to learn and make sure that when he's given me his assurances that he doesn't want to be a legislator from the bench, he wants to be an adjudicator, that I can validate that based on what he's done as a federal judge at the appellate level. He's told me that he has no plans to take an agenda to the bench with him, that all he wants to do is decide cases. He doesn't care about making law. And I asked him specifically, I said, well, there are those who are afraid that you're going to come to the bench with a hammer and chisel away on these various settled cases, Roe v. Wade being one of them. And he assured me that he's not going to do that. I want to make sure from the record that I can find support for his contention.
Senator Nelson, thanks very much.
It's good to talk to you. Thank you.
Speaking to us from the Senate, Democrat Ben Nelson of Nebraska.